Hello, interwebs. How you guys doing out there today? How you doing, Calvin?
Doing all right. Yourself?
You know. I think a lot of people are kind of feeling butthurt today.
Yeah.
In despair because of the results of January 20th and Biden seemingly is now the president, and I do use that word strongly, seemingly. We're going to get into that in a bit. But before you guys get too despaired, I'm going to offer you a couple little video clips that will hopefully pick you up. The first one I'm going to show you is actually from the film Batman Begins. I have used this in the past myself as a pick-me-up. I think it offers a really good little quote that everybody should always keep in the back of their mind when they're feeling down and out. But we don't want you to feel that way, all right? So I'm going to show you that quick clip, and then we'll get into the business of the day. And today we're actually not going to be covering any of our usual technological type of stuff. We're just going to be talking about current events today. All right, because we feel this is a very important time to do this. And we care very much for our viewers and everybody out there. And we just kind of want to give you a different perspective of what's going on. All right, so let's take a look at that clip quick. There you have it. That's a powerful little quote, guys. Don't ever give up, okay? We fall so we can learn to pick ourselves up. And that's exactly where we are at right now, okay? Don't think that Patriots are not in control, because the Patriots are definitely in control, okay? Which gets us to the second little video clip from a... not sure where this military person comes from. This is a little video I picked up off of Gab, and I will be showing it through Gab, through my account. Okay, so let's take a look at that.
Hey, someone said you needed a friend today. All right, someone said that you were down, but you were not out. Someone said that I need to come and speak to you and tell you that you're still in the fight and there's a battle. I'm supposed to come help you fight, so I wanted to tell you to get up. I want to tell you to stand. Come on, put your gear on. We still have a fight to win. I want to tell you that you're in a battle for your life right now, and I want to tell you I got your back. I have your six. And as long as I'm here, you're not fighting alone. I want you to tell you, come on. Come on, walk with me. Even if you got to lean on my shoulder, I'll tell you I got you. I got you. I want you to keep firing your weapon. I want you to keep shooting, and I want you to stay in the fight, because I need you, and I won't leave you. I'm going to be by your side the whole time. I'm going to be fighting. I'm going to be throwing lead for you. I'm going to be fighting with you. I'm going to be there the whole time, and I ask that you just stay with me. So get up. Get up.
So get up, Patriots. Get off your ass. Don't despair. We're still in this fight, and we're in this fight big time, okay? So there's a couple of little videos that'll give you some a little boost on your, if you're feeling low, okay? definitely picks me up, and I know it definitely picks Calvin up too.
Yeah.
All right? So, like I said, don't despair. We're in this fight together, okay? And we're going to get through it. And there's definitely a golden lining at the end of all this. And one of the interesting things that's starting to happen right now, as some of you may know, is that there's going to be a third party coming out of the woodwork called the Patriot Party. And you know what? I guarantee you President Trump will be part of that party. He'll be leading that party. And you know what? All the rhinos currently in the GOP and the Democrat Party are going to get, they're going to be stuck in their little shithole infested parties. And then all the good ones are going to jump ship and go to the Patriot Party. And then it's game over. Because we're going to control everything after that. And the world will be a good place to be. Even for us Canadians up here in the Great White North. You know what I mean? A couple of interesting things happening here in Canada ourselves. As some of you may or may not know, the schools have been on lockdown. Their two-week Christmas break was extended by another 2 weeks by Doug Trader Ford. Okay, that guy is a crackhead. Serious trainer, man. Like this guy, him and John Tory out of Toronto. I just don't understand these fools. Like even the cops in Toronto are like out of their league. There was a protest in Toronto I watched last Saturday. It was an anti-mask protest and the cops went in there and started arresting people. Well, you know what? I hate to break it to them, but it's a constitutional right to protest even in the middle of this. They can't do nothing about it. So, Doug Ford, you're a tyrant. John Tory, you're a tyrant. And all you Toronto cops, you're tyrants. And you're all going to go downtown. And you're going to be locked up. Because that's where we're going to put you. Because we the people are no longer going to tolerate this. We live in a free democratic republic. And that's the end of story. We do not fall for your little tyrannical little displays of terror. We don't put up with that. Some people might be sucked into it. But I can guarantee you the majority of the people in this country are now awoke. And by the time this whole Biden thing is done, the rest of you will be awoke. Okay? Because you're going to start seeing what he's going to do. And that's already very apparent. You know what I mean? So anyway, let's take a look at some of this school stuff, all right?
Alrighty.
So here's an article that we found in regards to that. Okay? So coronavirus, back to school Monday for some Ontario students, which is true, because Calvin is part of the Catholic School Board in Renfrew County, and they're going back to school, okay? But there's also a lot of other school districts that are not going back, all right? So let's kind of take a look at some of them that they're going to be doing that. So, schools in 7 public health units in Southern Ontario will reopen to in-person learning on January 25th, while the rest will continue learning from home. The list includes Kingston, Frontenac, and Lennox-Addington, so that's our area, and Prince Edward Counties, Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark. Actually, that's our...
yeah.
That's where we are, Lanark. Peterborough, Renfrew County, Grey Bruce, Halliburton, Kawartha, and Pine Ridge. And you know what? I commend the people running these school districts. They seem to know exactly what's going on, and they want our students back in school. And that's a good thing in my books. What do you think about that, Calvin? You're the student, so why don't you...
Everyone back in the schools, because with the whole online learning thing, it's a bit difficult to, you know, stay on top of your... all the work, the you know
test assignments, and basically waking up at 8 in the morning,
first getting on your computer before breakfast or anything, and then learning right away till 2 o'clock, basically is a bit tough, so going back to school is probably a great idea. Get us back on some schedule where we're used to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. I agree. You know, get back involved in clubs and supporting things for everybody, you know, is never a bad thing. You know, and what really benefits you from sitting at home and learning?
Not much.
It's better to interact one-on-one in person. You tend to, your brain tends to be driven more towards something like that.
And what are we really supposed to do about those physical tests like in Hardshop for online learning? Like, it's going to be difficult for all those professions people want.
That's right, exactly. That's right. You got it, man.
That's right.
So, yeah, bud, that's it for that. So good for them. Going back to school. That's great. Really great. Another excellent point that's happening right now, if you've been paying attention to the news, is that the Governor General has resigned, and they did an investigation of harassment. That's pretty heavy-duty stuff right there. So we've always said that the Governor General is not doing her job, because if she did, Trudeau would have been in jail a month or two after he first got in for taking the bribe from the Aga Khan and going to his island. Because that's a big no-no.
All right.
Plus other stuff that's happened after that, too. So let's kind of take a brief look at that. All right. So there it is right there.
Okay.
And Governor General resigns after harassment report. This was just put out the other day. All right. So let's read through this briefly. Now, unfortunately, this is through the Associated Press. But whatever. It still stands.
All right.
Canada's Governor General resigned Thursday following an independent review of workplace harassment allegations. The Governor General is a representative of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II as head of state and holds a mostly ceremonial and symbolic position. Julie Payette said in a statement she came to the conclusion that a new Governor General should be appointed. We all experience things differently, Payette said. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau appointed Payette, a former astronaut, to the role in 2017. His office hired an independent consulting firm last September to investigate after the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported on a toxic workplace environment. The CBC reports alleged that Payette belittled and publicly humiliated employees, reducing some to tears or prompting them to quit. Assunta DiLorenzo, secretary to the governor general, and her top aide also resigned. Everyone has a right to a healthy and safe work environment at all times and under all circumstances. It appears this was not always the case at the office of the secretary to the governor general, Payette said. Tensions have arisen at Rideau Hall over the past few months, and for that I am sorry. The Governor General is a non-partisan role and has constitutional duties that include swearing in the Prime Minister, Cabinet Ministers, and the Chief Justice of Canada. The Governor General is also the Commander-in-Chief and gives royal assent to Canadian laws. Queen Elizabeth II is head of state in Canada, a member of the British Commonwealth of former colonies, though Canadians are mostly indifferent to the monarchy and the Governor General.
So there you go.
So obviously there was some stuff going on at her office that she was doing to other people, and she basically got caught red-handed doing it.
You know what I mean?
So, gone, sayonara, I'm not crying. Okay?
Bye-bye.
We need somebody better than you. You're a scumbag traitor anyway. And maybe you're going to go to jail. Who knows? Time will tell. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy stuff.
All right. So let's move on now to some of the stuff happening in the U.S.
All right.
As all of you know, Joe Biden was sworn in. On the 20th. What you should know, maybe that you don't.
What time did President Trump officially leave his office at?
Like, I mean his role as president.
Officially.
This is always the same time and date.
Noon.
on January the 20th.
What time did Joe Biden get sworn in at?
Calvin, do you know?
No clue.
11:48 a.m. That is 12 minutes before Trump left.
Answer me this.
Is it possible to have two sitting presidents at the same time?
Because even though it's 12 minutes, you still can't be sworn in at the same time. You're still a president.
Think about that long and hard.
Joe Biden is not president.
Okay?
I'm telling you that right now.
And there's actually been some other interesting developments. If you follow Q.
We don't necessarily put all our fingers in that pot, but we definitely observe and learn. You know what I mean? Just as everybody else has. Because it's definitely an interesting thing. I'm not saying it's the be-all, end-all of information. But it certainly gives the people a different perspective of what's going on in the back end of things. You know what I mean?
So let's take a look here, okay?
To bring that up again. Just a sec. Why is that coming up there? I deleted that. Oh no, I deleted it off my other one. Oh, just a sec, guys. I got the wrong thing going here. I need that.
Okay.
Let's take a look at this.
This is my Facebook page.
Okay. If you want, you can look me up and add me if you like. I tend to keep a pretty tight lock on who is a part of my friends list. As you can see, I've got 162 friends there. So it's not an insult to anybody, but I am very careful who I add.
As well as I only have like 28.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to look at right here.
Okay, let's take a look at this picture.
And this was posted originally by CJ Truth, I believe. And I really do like CJ Truth for Twitter and Gab and all that. Really great.
So if you look at this picture, at the bottom left-hand side, it's a Q drop from June 4th, 2020. Okay, this is the red list of different...
So red 1, red 2, red 3 are...
It's a military plan. Okay. And once each of these red markers have been passed, or something has happened to validate that red marker,
the military takes a certain step of action. Okay?
And what that action is, we don't know, probably will never know.
So this is the red action, and a lot of these have done.
But the one we're specifically looking at today is the bottom one, Castle Rock. Okay, when this originally dropped, I kind of wondered what the heck they meant.
Like I always wonder what they mean with various Q posts. Some you can figure out, some you can't. So CJ of Truth is basically saying this. One Oval Office is available from Castle Rock Pictures, which built an extensive White House set, East Wing and West Wing.
On the Culver lot in L.A. for the 1995 film, The American President.
The Castle Rock Oval Office has since been used for Disney's Nixon and 20th Century Fox's Independence Day. But until recently, most productions borrowed the Oval Office that Warner Brothers built for Dave in its 1993 film about a president imposter. It's something that's very distinctive, and a lot of people want it. Said Gary Kriegel, president of Warner Brothers Studio Facilities. So if you look at the picture on the top left, that's a picture of the actual set.
and it looks damn close to the real thing, doesn't it, Calvin?
So crazy, right?
And even on the right side, top side, is another picture of it. And you couldn't tell the difference, believe me.
All right?
Other than certain things that CJ Truth has pointed out with the little arrows there around the curtains. And if you look at the center picture of Joe Biden sitting at the desk, you see a car in the background there.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but the original White House doesn't have a car or a parking lot back there.
No. All right?
So this is a set. Joe Biden is not president. He's dictating things from a movie set.
Get us?
So obviously, there's been some kind of military action to put him into this position. Okay?
Which makes total sense by the Q drop.
Okay?
Now,
let's just close that quickly and go back to the camera.
Now,
this is completely my own opinion, but I think it would make a lot of sense. Okay, now why would Patriots allow this to happen? Why would they allow President Trump to sacrifice himself like a chess piece? And why do you sacrifice chess pieces? So you can eventually put your opponent into checkmate. Right? Sometimes this is what needs to be done. And this is precisely what President Trump is doing. He's sacrificing himself temporarily to show the American people exactly what Biden and Harris are about.
Okay?
I mean, look at some of the stuff they've already done. In the first couple of days. These executive orders. Oh, and by the way, there was a post circulating around in regards to executive orders. And this post was giving some shots off the Federal Registrar site, which up until yesterday was showing that Trump was still filing Trump's executive orders. And that there was no Biden executive orders being registered on that site. But that actually changed. They are now actually posting some of his stuff. So now that could be where your discernment should come into play. I'm not 100% sure about that. In the effect that it could be that they picked up the bad guys picked up what was being shown on the sites, that his EOs weren't being registered, so they just did it to counteract that move.
You know what I mean?
Because this is a game of chess. There's moves being done everywhere.
You know what I mean?
So just keep that in the back of your mind. Okay? I personally think that his executive orders aren't doing anything. But time will definitely tell.
I mean, look at the Keystone XL pipeline killed.
The first day.
Right?
And for us Canadians, that's big time. Because you know what? We are already the highest unemployment country within the G7.
And that is one of the last things we needed.
Because that just puts more of a wedge into the big cut. Okay, the wound. You know what I mean? Because that's like 70,000 jobs he just killed like that. You know what I mean? So we Canadians are not too bloody happy about that. And I know Federal MP Pierre Poilievre has been discussing that over their little Zoom calls with everybody. Because he's greatly concerned about it, as should everybody. I mean, we produce a lot of gas and oil in this country. And that's one of the things that we've been getting the shit kicked out of us about. Because we've been sending all our oil overseas or to the U.S., right? When we have full capability of producing the oil here and refining it and reselling it. I've never understood this. And we should be doing that, right?
Because it would add to our capital.
You know what I mean? But for whatever reason, they seem to think it's better shipping it off. Which, as far as I'm concerned, is a deep state move. It's not a patriotic move.
You know what I mean?
One of the other executive orders that Biden put into place was this business about transgender sports now being apparently official.
And by doing that single move, he basically killed women's sports.
Right? So
I don't know about you guys, but I think that's kind of way the hell out there, and definitely not cool. I'm sure there's a lot of concern. Actually, Tucker Carlson on Thursday discussed that. And you should look that episode up on YouTube. And pretty sad state of affairs, actually. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of crazy, dude. So I really don't agree with that crap. You know, you should just go back to the man-woman thing. And if you're a lesbian, or if you're, a gay man, or whatever it might be, just stick with that gender in sports. What's the big deal? You're not losing anything, right? And you're still able to do what you like doing or love doing. So,
whatever.
But to actually segregate the three different things is a bad move. And it certainly is not anything designed towards unifying the people. Now you're just devising dividing the people even further.
Right?
We don't need that kind of shit. Right? So anyway. let's take a look at some of the other stuff going on in the background now. Obviously, there is impeachment 2.0 happening.
Right?
And they impeached Trump the second time just before he left office because of crimes and misdemeanors because of what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. Which is a complete farce because it wasn't actually Trump supporters going into the Capitol. As the Epoch Times have already put out an article for, they arrested somebody from BLM Antifa. In regards to that. So it wasn't a Trump supporter. It was BLM Antifa dropped up or dressed up as a Trump supporters.
Right?
Trying to cause further division. So anybody thinks the Democrats are all about unity, you're smoking a crack pipe.
Okay?
Like, come on. Where's your head?
Think.
Yeah, exactly. Think, guys. Think. So let's just bring up a quick article here about the impeachment. Right? This was something that was just released within the last few minutes. So look at that. It's from Politico, which I really don't give a shit about. But we're just going to show it to give you some of the highlights.
Okay, so let's take a look at that.
Congress is going to do what Congress does. Biden administration confirms hands-off impeachment stance.
All right.
Joe Biden's administration offered further confirmation Saturday of its hands-off stance toward the impeachment of the president's immediate predecessor. Congress is going to do what Congress does, said Kamala Harris's communications director. Ashley Etienne comments on MSNBC. They're going to take whatever action they need to take, she added. Echoed those made Friday by White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Biden's position on a potential Senate conviction of former President Trump.
Okay, let me pause there for a second. This crackhead, this new press secretary, is definitely smoking crack.
Okay, because I still love Kellyanne Kennedy.
Okay, that girl was like mint when she was up there speaking. She was on point. She knew what she was talking about. End of story.
This one here is making up stuff as she goes. And it's very obvious because, and I'm just going to kind of go a different direction here for a second, but also on the day that Joe Biden was inaugurated, he signed an executive order for a 100-day mask mandate. And when he went to give the presser after that, he showed up without a mask on. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
You force everybody for 100 days to wear a mask, and then you show up to a presser without wearing a mask, you're a fucking hypocrite, bud.
Okay?
And then your press secretary, after being asked about it during one of the impeachment pressers, was just pulling stuff out of her butt.
Okay? Oh, no, that's okay, it doesn't really matter. Of course it friggin' matters.
Okay?
Everything matters. You know what I mean? Like, if Joe Biden can't follow through with The same things he's ordering everybody else to do, then he has no business being there. Just as we've been saying for a very long time.
Okay?
Joe Biden is full of his own crap. All right? So anyway, let's get back to the impeachment thing now. He's no longer in the Senate, and he believes that it's up to the Senate and Congress to determine how they will hold the former president accountable and what the mechanics and timeline of the process will be, Psaki said in a news briefing. Trump has been impeached by the House on a single charge of inciting an insurrection, the deadly Capitol riots of January 6th.
Okay, so you know what?
I'm going to try and find that article from Epoch Times. And I think I might actually have it on my Facebook. Just a sec. Let me see.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let's check this out quick here. I'm going to kill this. Go back to our thing here.
Great. Okay, here it is, right here.
Okay, see. Activist who supports BLM.
And Capitol on January 6th.
Charged. There you go. All right. Just a second. I gotta get rid of this thing.
Okay, sorry about that, guys.
All right.
So let's take a look at this article.
Okay, that was posted January 16th, 2021. This is an article by Zachariah Stiver. An activist who supports the Black Lives Matter movement. Who was seen storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th was charged with being on restricted grounds, civil disorder, and violent entry and disorderly conduct, the Department of Justice said Thursday. A new court filing says John Earl Sullivan, 26, told FBI agents last week that he was at the Capitol when the breach happened. He said he entered through a window that had been broken out. He also said he was present when Ashley Babbitt, an Air Force veteran, was shot dead by a U.S. Capitol police officer as she tried to climb into the White House Speaker's lobby through a window. Sullivan showed agents of the same footage he captured inside the building, which he and others entered illegally. Videos showed Sullivan and others breaking through a barricade with the Utah man shouting,
There are so many people, let's go!
This expletive is ours. This expletive, yeah! Expletive is a swear word. We accomplished this.
We did this together.
Fuck yeah. We are all a part of this history. Let's burn this fucker down. He was later heard encouraging protesters to climb a wall to get an entrance to the Capitol and was seen entering the building. During one conversation with others while inside, Sullivan said, we gotta get this fucker burned. At other times he said, among other things, it's our house, fuck.
And we are getting this shit.
I'm just putting swear words in there because, that's probably where they should be anyway. Sullivan told U.S. Capitol police officers to stand down so they wouldn't get hurt, according to the court filing. He joined the crowd trying to open doors to another part of the Capitol, telling people, hey guys, I have a knife! And asking them to let him get to the front. He did not make it to the doors. He later tried to get the officers guarding the speaker's lobby to go home, telling them, bro, I've seen people out there get hurt. Sullivan spoke to a few media outlets after the breach, including CNN and ABC. He told the Epoch Times that he took steps to blend in with the crowd so he didn't get beat up. He said he's known in the activist community as being a member of the far left anarcho-communist group Antifa. He denied being a member of the network.
So there you go.
You can keep reading that article. It's out there. But let's take a look at this court filing here.
Oh, look at that! We actually have an active court case.
Very interesting. So let's see. United States of America versus John Earl Sullivan, defendant. Violations 18 U.S.C. 231A, subsection 3, 2, civil disorders.
18 USC and 1752 subsection A, restricted building or grounds. 40 USC 5104 subsection E subset 2. Violent entry or disorderly conduct. Affidavit in support of criminal complaint and arrest warrant. I, Matthew B. Folger, being first duly sworn, hereby depose and state as follows. Pursuit of affidavit. This affidavit is submitted in support of criminal complaint during John Earl Sullivan with violations of blah, 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 blah. I respectfully submit that this affidavit establishes probable cause to believe that Sullivan, one, committed and attempted to commit an act to obstruct, impede, or interfere with any fireman or law enforcement officer lawfully engaged in lawful performance of his official duties, incident to and during the commission of a civil disorder, which in any way or decree obstructs, delays, or adversely affects the performance of any federally protected function. Two, did knowingly enter and remain in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, or did knowingly and with intent to impede or disrupt the orderly conduct of government business or official functions engaged in disorderly or disruptive conduct. And three, did willfully and knowingly engage in disorderly disruptive conduct at a place or in the grounds or in any of the Capitol buildings with the intent to impede, disrupt, or disrupt the orderly conduct of a session of Congress or either House of Congress or the orderly conduct in that building of any deliberations of either House of Congress, specifically on or about January 6, 2021. Sullivan knowingly and willfully joined a crowd of individuals who forcibly entered the U.S. Capitol and impeded, disrupted, and disturbed the orderly conduct of business by the United States House of Representatives and the U.S. States Senate. There you have it, guys. That's it, right there in a nutshell.
All right.
Oh, shit.
My display capture was not on.
Oh, it shouldn't matter, by the way.
Yeah, you were reading it.
But was I through here?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Crap.
Whoops.
Oh man.
Okay, whatever.
So, anyway.
So the impeachment obviously is going forward. All right. And I think, honestly speaking, this is where some of the magic is going to happen. Because they don't have any evidence to prove that there were Trump supporters entering the building. And that even Trump incited the violence to begin with. Because Trump held over 600 rallies since 2015.
Not one got violent, and not once did the police ever call in. To call any violence whatsoever.
So good luck to you, Democrats. Okay? Because all you're doing right now is cutting your throats even further.
All right?
So just buckle up. This impeachment trial is going to get real interesting. Okay?
I have a pretty good idea of what's going on now.
With Trump. And I think personally that if you don't know this already, there's a big difference between a corporate republic and a constitutional republic.
And everything since the 18th president of the United States has been under the guise of the corporate republic.
Which is actually unconstitutional.
Okay.
So I think what you're going to see happening is during the impeachment trial, you're going to see all this stuff come out.
Okay.
And everything that's going to come out is going to show clearly to the people that everything that's happened since the 18th president is a bunch of BS.
Okay.
And they're going to can it and go back to the constitutional republic. And that's where Trump comes in.
Okay.
Trump and the new Patriot Party.
Okay?
And this is going to get real interesting real quick.
Okay?
And if you actually look at the differences in the Constitution in regards to both those things. And
some of my friends and some other podcast people like Tori says out there have said that come March, Trump will be sworn in as the rightful 19th president of the U.S.
Okay?
So it is all going to be a culmination of the events that are going to be transpiring now.
Okay?
And they're letting this happen. So the people who voted for Biden can actually see what Biden's actually made of. And that's already pretty evident.
Okay?
Killing jobs, killing sports, the whole mask mandate business. And even in regards to vaccine distribution, they're trying to use Operation Warp Speed, Trump's little baby there,
to their benefit. When everybody knows that it was actually Trump
who worked really hard with Pete Pence to get that vaccine out to everybody. And just to let you know, I am anti-vax. I'm not taking that shit because there's DNA altering chemicals in that thing. And I'll be damned if I got that stuck in my arm, let alone have my kids stick it in my arm too. And luckily my ex is with me on that one. So we won't be getting vaccinated with that crap anytime soon. You know what I mean?
So
that's that for that.
Now we want to touch on one more little topic here
that kind of came into play 2017. If you have been looking into the secret space program, perhaps you came across the information about Oumuamua, because that's very interesting things. An apparent object that came into our solar system. And all of a sudden did like a curve around the sun and exited our solar system, which they claim to be of alien origin. And it is.
Because if you've seen the documentary Above Majestic, which Calvin and I highly recommend,
and the Cosmic Secret that comes after it, you gotta watch Above Majestic first, and then the Cosmic Secret to understand and get a good grasp of what's going on. They covered that in Above Majestic, and basically the secret space program has landed on that thing. And it actually turned out to be an old derelict ship that's most likely a billion years old or something in those lines. It was basically already stripped apart from other beings out there in the universe. And they were inside it, looking at things and investigating. And that just came up the other day on Tucker. So I'm going to show you a short clip off Tucker. Okay. And then you can discern that information for yourself. All right. So let's take a look. No, this is the video clip I want.
Yeah, but you're on the website.
Right.
Probably have to click interacting again.
Okay. Sorry, guys. All right, let's play this, okay?
Oh, sorry, guys.
I was just messing around a bit to try and get this going. So I'm going to turn off the audio because I don't want it to be picked up and reverbed through there. So just hang on a little.
Well, evidence mounts that the question of whether there is intelligent life outside this planet is not just the domain of crazy people online. An astrophysicist at Harvard has found that an artificial object may have been sent to Earth in 2017 from outside our solar system intentionally. That professor, Avi Loeb, details the theory in a new book called Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. It is out January 26th. It is being taken very seriously, as he is. Professor Avi Loeb joins us tonight. Professor, thank you so much for coming on. This probably requires a three-hour-long conversation, but in a few minutes, if you wouldn't mind summing up what you believe we saw in 2017.
Well, thanks for having me. In October 2017, we discovered the very first object that visited the vicinity of the Earth from outside the solar system. And at first, astronomers thought it's just a rock, similar to all the comets and asteroids that we have seen from within the solar system. Yes. But as time went on, it looked very weird. It didn't have a cometary tail, no gases around it, yet it exhibited an extra push away from the sun. And the geometry that it had was extreme. When projected on the sky, it was at least 10 times longer than it was wide. And it was tumbling, and moreover, it didn't show any evidence for evaporation. And so the question arose as to what is creating this extra push that it exhibited. And one possibility is that it reflected sunlight, and that gave it the extra push. For that, it needed to be very thin, and sort of like a sail on a boat, except that the sail is being pushed by wind, whereas this object is pushed by light. And we are currently developing this technology for space exploration. It's called the light sail. And it's quite possible that this object was a thin light sail manufactured by another civilization. I should say there was another object discovered just a few months ago in September 2020, and that one was extrapolated back in time, and people found that indeed it was a rocket booster that was launched from the Earth that we produced. It also exhibited an extra push by reflecting sunlight because it was hollow, without a cometary tail. And so we can certainly tell the difference between a natural rock and a hollow object, a thin object, pushed by reflecting sunlight. Except in the case of this object, we know we produced it. In the case of Oumuamua, the weird object from 2017, we don't know who produced it.
What an amazing, and it's from outside our solar system. Very quickly, and again, I wish we had more time, Professor. What happened to it? Where did it go, this object?
So it was deflected by the sun and went in a different direction. In fact, it was sort of parked in the public parking lot in our vicinity, at rest, and the sun ran into it, just like a giant ship running into a buoy. And it just kicked it. And the question is, are there many more out there? And if so, what is their purpose? And gladly, within a few years, we will have a much more sensitive telescope surveying the sky, and we are likely to find many more of these objects. And it, you know, a photograph is worth 1,000 words. So if we can send a CubeSat with a camera close to one of these objects that comes towards us, then we can see what it looks like and tell whether it looks like a rock or something very different.
It seems worth doing. I'm not volunteering, but I think we should do that. Professor Loeb of Harvard University, appreciate your coming on tonight. Thank you. We will read that book.
My pleasure.
So how interesting is that? Right? Like that's pretty cool. Now I don't buy this professor's bull about having a solar sail. That deflected it off trajectory. Okay, that's a bunch of horse crap.
All right.
We don't know why it got deflected off trajectory. And it sure the hell isn't because of a solar sail.
I'll tell you that much.
But the rest of the information is actually very accurate. So it's an old alien derelict craft that showed up in our solar system in 2017, flew by Earth, got deflected off another course, and the story. And we're pretty sure that was done on purpose by the universe. To show the people of Earth that there is other intelligent life out there. You know what I mean? So very cool. And even NASA has a really cool article. Let's see here. This one right here, they talk about it. Okay. So, Discovery, the first known interstellar... What's that?
Our audio is off.
Discovery. The first known interstellar object to visit our solar system. On 11-2017? I think that is 11. Maybe not. U1 Oumuamua is discovered. October 19th, 2017, by the University of Hawaii's Pan-STARRS Telescope, funded by NASA's Near Earth Object Observations NEO program, which finds and tracks asteroids and comets in Earth's neighborhood While generally classified as a comet, observations revealed no signs of cometary activity after it slingshot past the sun on September 9th
at a blistering speed of 196,000 miles per hour. 87.3 kilometers per second.
That's fast.
Yeah.
It was briefly classified as an asteroid
until new measurements found it was accelerating slightly and signed it behaves more like a comet.
So there you have it.
More interesting things, eh?
Then there's this article too.
X?
Yeah, it's not.
Click on
the
article.
Yeah, it's clicked. Weird.
Anyway, so you have it on a mouse.
There we go.
Sorry about that, guys.
All right.
So let's take a look at this. This is from physics.org.
Okay.
Scientists determine Oumuamua isn't made from molecular hydrogen ice after all. The debate over the origins and molecular structure of Oumuamua continued today with an announcement in the Astrophysical Journal Letters that despite earlier promising claims, the interstellar object is not made of molecular hydrogen ice after all. The earlier study published by Seligman and Lalin in 2020, after observations by the Spitzer Space Telescope, set tight limits on the outgassing of carbon-based molecules suggested that if Oumuamua were a hydrogen iceberg, then the pure hydrogen gas that gives it rocket-like push would have escaped detection. But scientists at the Center for Astrophysics, Harvard and the Smithsonian, and the Korea Astronomy and Space Science Institute were curious whether a hydrogen-based object could actually have made the journey from interstellar space to our solar system.
So I strongly recommend that you guys finish reading that article and do your due diligence on that
really nifty interstellar object that all of a sudden just appeared. So, lots of interesting things out there, folks. You know what I'm saying? So, you got any final words there, Calvin?
Make sure you all subscribe. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you comment down below your favorite part. Maybe something we should do in the future, some ideas. And I guess we'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
Just one sec, guys. I have a treat for you. Just at the end here.
We're going to play.
All right. So, just bear with me one moment.
Oh, shoot.
Just a sec, guys. This is a little song to get you all a little boosted, okay? So hang tight.
Okay, I didn't want...
I didn't want desktop audio. I wanted the audio coming from. Because it was going. Desktop audio was going.
Yeah. This furnace is
about to blow. Oh, shit. Fuck. Well, we'll review it first, and then we'll decide whether we're going to review it. That's it, folks.
You all have a great week ahead. And we'll be back with you soon enough.
All right. So peace out.